This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You want to tell it now? Tell us about your old bio.
Shut up.
Because we were going to break. And
this is such a good song.
And we missed the opportunity if we thought that Can't Touch This was bad, that he finished with Starship.
Well, yeah, what was
Nothing's
that?
Nothing's going to stop us now.
I kind of get that in a roundabout way.
I think that was from the movie
Mannequin. Yeah,
look,
but
I got a Karate Kid song in here, so...
Touche. We'll leave
You're
it
the
go.
Best around. Yeah, I'm not going to knock the Starship song at all. It's funny because this Don't Stop Believing, I the part where he says, just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit, mm-hmm. took the midnight train going anywhere, mm-hmm. on my Facebook page for about 5 years. Because I created my Facebook fan page for comedy and radio and all that, since I don't accept friend requests on my personal page. But if people want to follow me on Facebook, they can, you know, do the fan page. Mm-hmm. But on that fan page, it has a bio section. And I thought, well, I don't want to just put, I'm a Houston comic and I do radio and ESPN and this and that. So I just took the words that Don't Stop Believing and made that my bio. So it just says, I was a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. I got tired of being there, so I took the midnight train going anywhere. And I just basically made that whole story my bio. And no one noticed it for like, and I finally took it down and just put up a regular bio. But for like 5 years, every time I'd log in, I'd just giggle because I was literally the only person that noticed the words that Don't Stop Believing were my bio. I'm tempted now to make it my bio for comedy. Like when you get a gig, when you book a show, the booker will say, hey, send me a headshot in your bio. And I'm wondering how many people would notice if I sent that as my bio. If that was like, oh, I didn't know you were from Detroit. I thought you were a Houston comic.
I think Nick would get it eventually.
But I'm thinking about doing that. That was my fun little Easter egg on Facebook was Don't Stop Believing was my bio.
Driving in the car, you do the falsetto Steve Perry voice.
Totally do it. Oh, 1,000%. I almost did it just now when it first came on. And then he made the mics hot. And I didn't want
to
embarrass myself. So good.
Just pick it up from here.
It's so hard to not do it.
Do it.
No, I can't.
Come on.
Ah, oh, such
you
a good song.
The mic broke again.
All you got to do is the first line.
Yeah. Love Journey, man. His voice is very underrated, I think.
I agree.
Very
one of
underrated.
Those iconic, one-of-a-kind type voices in rock and roll history.
Does he sound like the dude from Train?
No.
From who?
Train.
No.
The lead singer from Train. Like, a little bit?
Pat.
I don't think so.
Whatever
Steve Perry's
name is.
Voice is so unique.
Not to say it's comparable or it's better or worse.
I think they're both from the Bay Area, but I forget the guy's name. He's an Irish lead singer of Train, Pat something or other. But yeah, I don't think.
Patrick Monahan?
Monahan. There you go. Pat Monahan. Yep.
I was driving to a gig listening to SiriusXM, and Steve Perry was doing a kind of an interview, a long form interview.
Was that the one with Katie Couric?
I think so.
It was really good.
It was really good. And he talked about the fact that he can't listen to his own voice in recordings. And she was like, why? It's beautiful. He's like, because I'm such a perfectionist, I have never liked anything I've made. That literally everything we've done, if I've ever had to listen to it, I'm just like, I could have done this, I could have done that. And it's just an exhaustive thing because I can never make something where I say, this is good. And so it's just, which is a great motivator, mm-hmm. and it's a great quality to have to a certain degree because you know that stuff that you're making is always going to be better than most other things. Because some people will just say, they'll be like, it's good enough, put it out. But he said, like, he literally can't listen to his own voice.
Him,
because
Peter Cetera, you can think of some of these iconic voices that were so different from everybody else. But in the case of Steve Perry, that interview was so interesting because he fell off the planet. Like, he disappeared for years and years and years, went into seclusion and didn't care, didn't want to come back. And everybody's like, well, Journey's touring, but it's not Steve Perry. They need two guys that have to try and sound like, and both of them do sound like him.
Yeah.
But when he finally came back out and now told the story to Katie Couric, one of the interesting things was he planned on never coming back and singing at all. And he got into a relationship. And the woman got, I believe, cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But she was talking to him about the fact that even if he didn't want to do it for himself, he owed it to the people, and that he needed to go back out there and do it one more time and do these things. And he didn't want to do it until she got sick. And then once she got sick and he kind of started to think about it, he decided, I'm going to try it one more time. And I think he came out with an album last year.
Yeah, and then there was the whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and when he had split from Journey.
Yeah.
And was he going to be there? And I don't recall what he said. I think for the longest they were worried he wasn't going to show up. I don't remember if he did or not, but I know that that falling out that he had with Journey was...
Because there's some...
Randy Jackson was in Journey, right?
I did not know that.
From American Idol?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, Randy Jackson was the guitarist in Journey.
And Neil Sean was the guitar player, the main guitar player, and the co-founder of Journey with Steve Perry.
Uh-huh.
And then as Neil Sean continued to tour with Journey, you remember the couple that... When they snuck in the White House party and all
that,
and the blonde lady in that.
Uh-huh.
Neil Sean ended up having an affair with that woman after all of their notoriety and everything like that. And that was a big deal. But you think about the Styx breakup. Dennis DeYoung left Styx, never to return. Lou Graham and Foreigner.
David Lee Roth and Van Halen.
Yeah, all these different ones where it just ended badly and they had such a successful thing going. And Steve Perry just... disappeared from Journey.
Yeah.
And then I think they had court battles. Well, about
he disappeared,
the rights
to but he still had he had that solo album with Oh Sherry, I think.
Oh Sherry was the, yep.
Yeah. And there was another song.
Suzanne, I think, was another one. He had a couple where, he had one solo album that did fairly well, and then he just disappeared.
Yeah.
So.
Somebody texted, ABC Pest Control guy said, female carpenter bees sting when threatened.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad we're getting down to the brass tacks of what bees sting and what don't. All the people that text you guys acting tough, all these people text you guys acting tough, but won't say their names or probably ever say it to your guys' face.
Because Barry kicked their ass.
Okay.
Tough guy.
Now, see, yeah, that's... AR Platinum said, Scarface of the Ghetto Boys said the same thing. He doesn't listen to his music because he finds ways to make songs better. Said the only perfect song was I'd Never Seen a Man Die. Or I Seen a Man Die, whatever the hell the name of the song is. But yeah, I do recall hearing that now that he sent that was the only song that Scarface ever really liked. I think that was on DJ Vlad. Either it was a DJ Vlad interview or the History of Hip Hop on Netflix. One of the two. But yeah, I do recall him talking about that.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm one of those, like, people will ask, do I watch the TV show? Like, when, you know, we'll record it, it'll air. Rarely do I watch it unless there was something that I was trying to see. I don't like watching myself on TV. A lot of times, that's why I don't like listening to the show back, or I don't like listening to my own comedy recordings either. Don't like hearing myself performing.
I've been the same way.
Part of it is because like guys like John Westling would and kind of ingrained into me that it's kind of like sniffing your own farts. It's like, okay, you've made this, put it out there for the rest of the world to consume. You don't necessarily have to sit there and...
But you know
it's almost masturbatory to sit there and watch your own stuff or listen to your own stuff over and over and over. And there are people that do that. There absolutely is people that do that.
And you and I have talked about since we started doing the show, I can't stand the sound of my own voice. I used to hate listening to my own voice recorder when I used to record the outgoing messages on my phone. But the same way when we do the Sports Map videos or any videos I've ever done too. I don't like it because the first thing I'm doing is I'm picking it apart. I'm picking everything apart. I should have done this better. Mm-hmm. Someone should have said this. You know, my collar was all that. And so for that reason, I've always tried to stay away from it. Now, if we're having a constructive conversation about something about the show and we go back and revisit something, sure. Because now we're looking to try and make it better. But I'm always like, I hate it because I'll start picking it apart.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't, because, you know, like somebody will message me and be like, yo, this week's show on Channel 2 was really funny. I liked it when you did this and that, and I'll forget, but I really don't. The only reason I actually watch is to go back because the way we do the pay and all that is I pay the writers. So I have to see what jokes get aired. Mm-hmm. And it kills me a lot of times I have to watch that because I'm like, oh God, I hated the way I delivered that joke. I should have done this one differently. I should have done this. I should have done this facial expression or whatever. Yeah, I don't like it.
Should have never told this dude to S my D, you know.
That's
all that stuff.
That's probably it.
And comedy, yeah, that was a bad one. You want to take James?
James has been waiting a little bit.
Yeah.
He wants to talk about Texans in the running back position. James, what's going on?
Yeah. Hey, I'm a long-time Houston Auto fan, Texas fan. And I'm noticing we out here trying to find a running back for some reason that we're not happy with what we got, why don't we just go out and call them Redskins and say, hey, take this old sixth-round pick and something and send us Adrian Peterson on home so he can finish out his career here in Texas. I think that'd be an awesome deal right there. What'd you think?
I think that Adrian Peterson is past his prime and you'd be wasting a sixth-round pick, James.
I agree.
I did think about it,
though. For nostalgia purposes, sure.
I wouldn't do it for nostalgia purposes, but I did think about the fact that with Washington just a hot mess, he's probably going to end up, especially when the fact that when Geis was healthy, AP was a healthy scratch. So the thing I was thinking about was at some point they're probably just going to cut ties and let him just walk.
34-year-old running back's not named Frank Gore.
Boy, Frank Gore is something else too.
I don't know why I have such a man crush on Frank Gore, but I have. Always back to Miami. It's like there are certain athletes I realized. Frank Gore, Robinson Cano, Vitor Belfort. These are all guys that for some reason I had gravitated to liking them, and I have no idea why, but I'm just like, I love that dude. Like what the way he plays, the way he handles himself, even though Vitor was a cheater. In the ring, I loved watching Vitor Belfort fight. But Frank Gore is one of those guys that I've just always been enamored with as a football player. And I don't know why. I don't have any special connection to him or anything, but I always just admired the way he goes about his business on the football field and off. Great dude off the field, too.
He and Andre Johnson are very close.
Yeah.
And they're very similar in the fact that they're no-nonsense. They don't get into all the flamboyant stuff, touchdown celebrations. They just go about their business with their lunch pail, and they bust it out. And that's – I can see that. I mean, I don't know the Robbie Cano thing, but
– I don't know why. The way that dude plays second base –
It's unfortunate now that he's going to be labeled a cheater.
Yeah,
but boy, forever and a day.
Two of the three guys on my list
really
are
solid.
AP.
Here's my thing to the first part of his comment, though. He asked, like, questioning why the Texans would go out and still be trying out running backs. Well, it's pretty simple. I mean, they're getting some production out of Hyde, but as you've highlighted, Duke Johnson hasn't exactly been effective carrying the football, and we all know it's a long season. You need some depth at the position where guys can get some effective yardage for you.
Yeah, and Adrian Peterson is a shell of his former self.
He doesn't seem to believe that, but
you're not getting the AP that was averaging 6 yards a carry back in 2012. No. You're just
The other night were still trying to prop him up. You see a guy at that age still making those cuts, still getting those extra yards. I was like, well,
yeah. Those what did he end up with in the game? Do you remember? I want to say it was less than 30.
Well, he was mad that like 35 he was arguing yards with the coach for not being in the game. So.
Yeah, well, you're down by 30. You got to throw the ball.
Yeah.
Sorry, AP.
He had that situation with the Saints. He wouldn't admit it when he was arguing with Sean Payton on the sideline about not being in the game. He wouldn't admit that that was the reason.
Yep.
He was clearly past his prime then. He's with Washington now. They're losing their butts off, and he wants to be in the game. I don't know if you want a guy that's past his prime that doesn't think he's past his prime on your team right now and wants reps. I just,
You know, what he did last year, you have to tip your hat to him. Rush for 1,000 yards in Washington and all that. That's great.
At his age, yes.
But he's another year older. There's a reason he wasn't even active. You know, this is a guy that I think the year before that he didn't even rush for 600 yards over 10 games. So he wasn't a 100-yard rusher. He's averaging, the last year he averaged in the fours, but before that, I think his last couple years was threes, low or maybe mid twos or something like that, if I recall. Like, this isn't the same old Adrian Peterson. So why would you want to, if you're serious about your Texans, James, and you want them to win, you're better off finding a diamond in the rough like Carlos Hyde than to pay anything to get a guy like Adrian Peterson just because it's a nice story that he's a Houston guy. That doesn't make sense. That kind of thinking is like, well, bring Vince Young back to be a backup or go get Case Keenum to be your cute. Like, just because they're from Houston doesn't make it a sound football decision.
Fair enough. We'll leave it there. All right, so we'll continue to roll on. It's the final hour of the show. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
I'm Laura Reynolds with CarProUSA.com. Honda has developed new passenger front airbag technology. President of Honda R&D Americas Incorporated, Jim Keller, says, quote, This new airbag technology represents Honda's continuing efforts to advance safety performance in a wider variety of crash scenarios and reflects the innovative thinking that our engineers are bringing to the challenge of reducing traffic injuries and fatalities. Keller continues by saying, guided by Honda's Safety for Everyone commitment, our engineers recognize that their work on this type of breakthrough safety technology will have far-reaching effects on people's lives for many years to come, end quote. The next generation airbag has three inflated components compared to traditional airbags that only have one inflatable component. The additional inflatables help to cradle and protect the head of passengers. Honda will begin using the new airbag technology in 2020 vehicles. For more information on these and other vehicles, check out carprousa.com. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hello, and welcome to the news at noon. Our top story, citizens cry foul when power outages are reported on TV. Who does this actually help? But first, we go over to my co-anchor, Jane, for an exclusive business report.
Thanks, Dick. A local company, Houston Powder Coaters, has seen significant growth in the past 2 years. Economists have concluded that this is a good thing.
Amazing investigative reporting, Jane. For more on this story, we go to our Eye in the Sky, Tom.
I'm here over Houston Powder Coaters. It's a much bigger operation than expected. The three oversized ovens, the largest extending 60 feet. It's no wonder that Houston Powder Coaters has the fastest turnarounds in the industry. In fact, I've been told their website, HoustonPowderCoaters.com, showcases a wide range of specialty coatings for an even wider range of industrial, commercial, and architectural products.
Tom, I think you meant to say HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
I believe I said that. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Back to you, Dick.
Thanks, Tom. When we return, we'll explore why the word abbreviation is so long.
Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives. Running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing on earth like the NFL. And there's no better way to make the games even more exciting than to bet on them. No one gives you more ways to win online than MyBookie. They've got faster payouts and better lines than any other sports action in on-site. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie also offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Plus, if you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. When all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. So don't sit on the sidelines this season. Get in the game with MyBookie. If you're going to bet this football season, be smart. Bet with the best at MyBookie. And if you sign up today, MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite teams. Go to MyBookie now and enter promo code RADIO to redeem this exclusive offer. That's promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. My bookie.
This Saturday night, it's a stacked pay-per-view card. Errol Spence Jr. takes on Sean Porter in a world championship unification bout.
Make way for the king.
This is for all the marbles.
Plus, Anthony Durrell defends his super middleweight title against David Benavidez.
What a shot!
Make way for the king.
Spence Jr. versus Porter, Saturday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Live on pay-per-view or order on the Fox Sports app now.
Xfinity customers can order now by going to Xfinity.com/boxing or just say boxing into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the final hour of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio on a Wednesday, our last day all together as Nick heads out to L.A. this evening to cover the fight this weekend. So he will be a traitor and working with the Blitz.
We'll reach out. I'm going to check in on and make sure my boys are good.
We'll hang up on you if you call in. So Aaron Rabel will be producing. Is that correct? Is that was the final decision?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Okay, so we've got all that taken care of. All right, Clarence wants to get in here, friend of the show, usual suspect. It says singing. Clarence, you're not going to sing. Guys? You're not going to sing,
what's
right?
Going on? Yeah, I'm doing great, man. Doing great. No complaints. Not going to sing. But you know what I enjoyed that y'all haven't done in probably a while, speaking of singing and Journey? Hmm. You remember back when you guys were taking calls for people to win tickets to have them sing a Journey song, a random Journey song?
Did we do that?
It had to be well over a year and a half ago. And it just popped in my head when y'all were playing Journey.
Did we do that?
I don't remember doing that,
Clarence. I think you may have the wrong show.
No, I have the right show. You guys had people call in. And you gave them like 15 seconds to sing any Journey song they chose to, as long as they were good.
I do remember us having like a singing contest where people had to call in to win tickets by singing. I didn't think that we made it. All Journey songs.
Was I on the road that week? Because honest to God,
this is something that came right out. This sounds like it came right out of your back pocket.
It sounds like something I would come up with.
Yeah, when you weren't torturing interns back then, you were coming up with contests like this.
I don't remember. Sorry, man, I don't remember. But go sing a Journey song. You got 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Journey song? You gonna put me on the spot?
Bye.
Like yeah, go.
crap. Now my mind just going blank.
Sorry, Clarence.
I don't remember any Journey song that starts with crap.
Yeah. So. Oh, crap, guys, my mind gone blank. That was never a hit that they had. No. All crap, guys, my mind's gone blank. Not a Journey hit. That was like a B-side to something else. I don't know. That was in like a – that never made it out of the studio.
All right, Clarence, appreciate you listening. Ken Rosenthal is reporting something right now that I feel is a little disturbing.
Okay.
But he's saying that the Angels would be counted amongst the teams that could pursue Joe Maddon if the Cubs do not bring him back. Brad Ausmus in year one, not exactly given a roster laced with talent.
Just the best player on the planet.
One of the best home run hitters
of all time.
Okay, Albert Pujols. Yeah, I mean, you talk about Adrian Peterson, a shell of himself.
One of the best defensive shortstops in the game.
I agree, nothing at all.
Overpaid
left fielder that can't stay healthy in Upton.
Yeah.
Overpaid guy that can't hit for average, but he does have some home runs this year.
A meh rotation.
Good defensive outfielder in Cole Calhoun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, overall, I mean, I think that would be pretty unfair. That's like Steve Wilkes firing in Arizona. You're going to get rid of Brad Ausmus after 1 year because Joe Maddon's available? I'm not sure that Joe Maddon is even close to being the sought after commodity he was before he took the Cubs.
Yeah, I'm not sure Joe Maddon helps you overcome the lack of talent in a lot of areas on that team.
True. But they're going to spend money. We know they're going to go after the likes of Gerrit Cole, so they got money to spend.
Yeah, they're going
to
spend money, but that's not going to make them... That's the thing is, when you're as bad at so many positions as the Angels are right now, you've got to either spend a lot of money or just start the rebuild process. And I think the Angels... The problem is they don't want to waste Mike Trout.
Right.
And so you're like, well, we can't rebuild as long as Mike Trout is here, so we're going to have to go out and spend money. But, boy, it's going to cost you a lot of money to be competitive just in your division with the A's and the Astros.
That's the thing.
A lot of money.
Because they're trying to stay relevant, and they've got the market, though they're technically they consider themselves the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They're in Anaheim, and they're outside of L.A., but they're still a big market, and they have money to spend. They just haven't spent it properly. And so you look at the team and you're like, yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't know if they have anywhere with all the money that they have. They don't have enough money to rebuild the pitching staff and all the position players. But you know they're not trading Mike Trout because he's basically their draw.
Yeah. I don't know what you do. I mean, when you look at their offseason, they added Allen. They added Harvey. You know,
Didn't work out.
No.
They traded for Upton late last
year. Lucroy. Justin Bauer,
they let but Luke Roy go.
None of that works. So I mean, you felt like they made some moves, but I don't know if that's the kind of or the level of talent that you need to add to a team in order to be competitive with a team as loaded as the Astros or as crafty and as good as the A's. So they're going to have to do some serious overhauling and money spending.
Because what you mentioned, the A's are just going to continue to get better. And when they have an infield like they have and a Laureano in the outfield that's young with a cannon that can hit with a little pop, but you talk about Simeon to Olson to Chapman, they got and they got some young pitchers. They're not just chasing the Astros now. The Angels are chasing the A's, and they're pretty far away.
Yeah.
But I would be. They could get a haul if they want. If you really want to reset, press reset. I tell you where you get a haul, but they're not going to do that, and that would be a trade with Mike Trout.
You would be, that GM would be run out of town in a heartbeat if you trade Mike Trout. You just don't do that. You can't do that. Mm-mm. You have to go to upper management. You have to go to ownership and say, look, if you don't want to trade Trout, and I don't want to, we're going to have to spend some money. Yeah. You know, we're going to have to, and I still don't even know how many years are left on Pujols' deal.
I think it's still like two or something, and it's at a pretty gaudy number, especially for a guy that can't run.
God, yeah, and doesn't, two more.
Yeah.
At 29 and 30.
Yep.
It's been going up $1 million a year since 2014.
Jeez. Cardinals got to be, for all that they were about trying to be loyal, they got to be so happy they didn't try and get into the final bidding for
first,
that.
First, they looked bad.
Yeah.
But then it's.
That's a bad.
That was
look,
a wise man. Business decision. Cardinals out here clinching playoff
How
berth.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about from where they. Two teams, from where they were to the fact that, although, don't sleep on those Brewers now. Because the Brewers pretty much have, thanks to Joe Maddon's Cubs losing like seven in a row, that the Brewers have solidified a wild card. But now, because of the fact that the Cardinals lost, did you see the marathon game last night? It got over 1:30 West Coast time, like 4:30 Eastern time. The Diamondbacks and the Cardinals went 19 innings, went through 24 pitchers, and Arizona ended up winning. So now Milwaukee's only 2.5 behind the Cardinals with, I think, 5 or 6 to play.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, and they've won 14 of 16 since Yelich went out.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but yeah. No, everybody thought this was another Cubs.
I thought they were done.
Cubs-Brewers race, and here come the Cardinals, and Josh Rapp's ecstatic because his Cardinals now are sitting on top of the division. They're a playoff team, and they're back to playing Cardinals baseball. And the other Cinderella story that was wrapped up last night was a Nationals team that had everybody clamoring for Davey Martinez's head when they were 19-31 to start the year. And last night, beating the Phillies in the first game of a doubleheader, they wrapped up a wild card. They're a playoff team. That's a hell of a turnaround.
That pitching staff in the playoffs is going to be difficult to deal with, especially in a one-game wild card. You're going to throw them, you know. Nats could be maybe giving some fits. I still think the Dodgers come out of the National League. I think the Nationals are a team to watch,
since
too.
Since that start, the Nationals 59-38. Not the Astros, but not bad.
Pretty strong.
That's a hell of a run, especially since you consider the fact they lost Bryce Harper and everybody thought they were going to have a down year. I'll tell you who's going to get paid. Right out of Rice University, Rondon is going to get paid. Uh-huh. Anthony Rondon is going to get mega money because he is just, ever since he's gotten into the majors, he is a stick.
Yeah.
He can play multiple positions. And boy, I'll tell you what, he's still young enough. He's gonna make somebody very happy this offseason.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got a half hour to go on the show. 30 minutes on the clock when we come back. We'll take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Are we really?
So good. Yes.
In what way?
Disaster.
Fast forward. This is so good.
Who sings this?
Corey Hart.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's your list, Barry. Joel's not supposed to know your list.
This is so good.
And I don't care if you wear your sunglasses or night or not, which also sucks.
I never liked this song.
Yeah. On a list about victory, winning, what? Champions.
Beat drops, bitches.
Yes!
I feel like this is a song about losing.
Tell him, Corey.
Never surrender.
Why doesn't this sound like... This song sounds more like the opening to a WB series.
Yeah, you're disqualified, bro.
You know why you win? Because you never surrender. Suck it, hoes.
Well, usually if you're putting that predicament to begin with is because you're losing already.
I'm just seeing how many times I can say something derogatory joking. Yes. Boom. Victory. What?
8.7 million views.
See me. Oh.
Is Polillo show on?
This is so good.
Charlie would play this.
Yeah, he would.
He would.
What's wrong with this song?
It's bad.
So you won't do Steve Perry, but you'll do
Corey
Hart. I'll
do Corey Hart all day. All day, day.
How old is Corey Hart? Corey Hart?
No idea. Corey Hart was a brewer.
Gotta go. Joel. Half hour to go in the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
How would you like to get paid for eating healthy? Or paid for your gym membership? Or paid for running?
When you get life insurance through Health IQ, it's like getting paid for living a healthy lifestyle. Because Health IQ is the only life insurance company that can save you up to 41% for the healthy activities you already do. That means you could get $1 million in coverage for as little as $36 a month. That's huge savings. Have a gym membership? You could qualify. Jog a few times a week? You could qualify. It really is that simple. Just go to healthiq.com/radio. Only Health IQ rewards your healthy lifestyle choices with special savings, up to 41%. It's why Health IQ was awarded the Better Business Bureau's highest rating. To shop the top 30 life insurance carriers, plus apply for Health IQ's exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, go to healthiq.com/radio. To get these amazing savings, go to healthiq.com/radio now. That's healthiq.com/radio.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the new 2019 arrivals from Callaway. Introducing the new Jaws ND5 wedges and the new Apex irons. The new Jaws ND5 wedges with Groove and Groove technology is the most aggressive groove in golf, and the Apex and Apex Pro is the ultimate forged player's iron with unmatched feel, incredible distance, playability, and control. Let us help you get custom fit for free today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Hey, Houston, it's Mario Lopez. I've got a new home and a new show you don't want to miss. Access Daily, weeknights at 6 on Cube 57. Access Daily goes direct to the source, taking you past your newsfeed and onto the scene. We are breaking down stories from Hollywood and beyond, all with a fresh point of view. Houston, if you really want access, you've got to get it on the Daily. Weeknights at 6 on Cube 57. You can find Cube 57 everywhere. Watch on Channel 57 or Channel 653 on Xfinity.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a way back Wednesday. Nicholas heading to L.A. after the show today. Excited about the trip.
He should be.
I am.
Happy to leave us.
Is he? I don't know if he's happy.
Oh, he's giddy. Stop it.
Okay.
He absolutely is.
I thought I saw somebody tweet me about chinch bugs, and I was going to respond, but I can't find it now. So if you did, retweet me. I can't see it. I won't give the answers over the air because you guys don't
you
care.
You can. See, that's the thing. Yesterday, we had maybe 4.5 minutes of basketball talk, and some Yahoo in the 409, and I should give your phone number out, but I won't, was like, Joel wants to get off talking basketball, and we're not even a training camp. Won't let Barry talk about lawns.
That's true. We did get that text.
Good Lord.
People love lawn talk. You guys crap on lawn talk, but people love it.
Feed it. Go ahead. I mean, I just don't think people get it, but whatever. All right, before we go any further, Q,
yeah,
and I believe this is Q-Bert, and all the different Q nicknames self-proclaimed that he gave himself, just coming back to being a suspect. What's up, Q? Hello, Q.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Yes. Wrong, not that Q.
So, yeah, this is the real Q. This is not that whack Q.
Okay. He said nothing to whack LA. Q.
It's the real Q.
You're going to L.A., and I just had a question. It's just random. So, like Staples Center, the Lakers and the Clippers share that, right?
Right.
Then you got, like, MetLife Stadium and the Jets and or Meadowland, whatever it's called. I believe they share up there. Mm-hmm. Then the Rams and the Chargers are going to share the stadium. Mm-hmm. So, with that, do they make three locker rooms, like one for each team, so they'll have a home locker room all the time and one visiting locker room? Or do they share one home locker room? And then revenue. Who is this, a city-owned stadium? Do they share revenue like when they have other events there, like they're having boxing at the Staples Center? So who gets that money?
So each situation is different. But you are correct in the fact that there are shared stadiums, MetLife, the new L.A. Facility, and the Staples Center. Ironically, from the Staples Center standpoint, the building itself was not owned by either team, and therefore they collected the revenue for the Academy Awards and all the big-time things that they have Staples Center. So that's different. I don't know how MetLife Stadium works. I do know that the Chargers, in typical Spanos fashion, the ownership group of the Chargers, are being accused of being very cheap and not living up to their half of the bargain right now with the stadium deal in L.A. So there's some things that are kind of in the air there, but they are going to share a stadium. In terms of the locker rooms, in those situations, each team has their own locker room in the facility. So the Clippers and Staples have their own locker room that stays theirs. The Lakers have theirs. Old school back in the day, it wasn't the same. Yeah. You know, it was just the home locker room, and then it made it more difficult. But nowadays, in those situations, they always make sure that those teams are in their home environment, have their own locker room.
Their locker room.
Right, because think about what would happen when the Clippers play the Lakers.
You get screwed, and who gets, you know, I mean, I guess whoever is considered a home game, but yeah, that makes sense. It's a little more costly, but you're saving on a stadium.
But you're also doing it for other reasons.
Second locker room for the reason to not have to build a second stadium.
If you're the Staples Center, you also do it because now when those locker rooms are available, as well as they have like four of them, because if you have a Final Four or you have a big event like that, now each team gets their own setup that they can stay in as their home locker room. So you're looking for a bigger picture thing.
Yeah.
But I will say this, the one crazy thing about Staples Center back in the day, and that's also, and it's still the same today, and it's why the Clippers are now investing and looking at property in Inglewood. Of the Staples Center, the priority for teams in terms of schedule and their events, Lakers 1, LA Kings 2.
Wow.
Clippers 3. So when you always see that time-lapse photography and things like that that happens with the changeovers, the one that was always most popular was the Lakers always had the night game on the weekends and the Clippers the day game. So the Clippers would play a noon or 2 o'clock game on the West Coast, and then they would have to change over the court, even though both teams home game, different courts. They had to change over the whole inner workings of the arena, all the graphics and everything like that. Because once Doc Rivers took over the Clippers, he never wanted the Lakers banners and all their things visible whenever they had a home game. So it just made the life of the Staples Center work crew that much more difficult because they had to change everything out, but it was always on the same day.
Interesting.
Yeah. So the Clippers and when the Clippers took that deal to play in Staples, it was because at the time, now band owner Donald Sterling said that there were too many highfalutin celebrities that were fans of the Clippers that could not be deprived. So therefore, he had to pass on a deal in which the Pond, where the Ducks play in Anaheim, free rent. Brand new building. Clippers, you can make it your home. Come on down. And he said, no, I'd rather play in the Staples Center and be the third fiddle because I will get more celebrities than if I took the deal to be in Anaheim. That's just crazy. Think about how much money he spent, because he still has to pay rent in Staples and do all those things. He would have free rent at the Pond in Anaheim in a brand new building.
That's ridiculous.
Just dumb.
Yeah.
And we know he was dumb in more than one way.
Of course. Somebody texted. Aggie Joe texted. They said, I remember what Clarence was talking about. He's right. It was for a Journey tribute concert at the House of Blues.
Oh.
So Clarence was right about us making people sing Journey songs. Okay. Can't believe none of us remember that.
I vaguely remember us having a singing contest. I just didn't think it was Journey specific.
We were actually talking about this last night at the Improv. Me and Radu and Grady Pruitt were hanging around, and somehow radio came up. I think somebody else came up and was talking to us about it. And I said, yeah, one of the hard things is I don't remember literally what we talked about yesterday, much less some bit that we did a year ago, but people, something stands out to them and they want to talk about it. And I'm like, I just like that with Clarence. It's like, I just don't. I hate that I don't remember it because I'd love to be able to talk about it because it's fun. Mm-hmm. But damn if I remember doing that at all. I still don't remember doing it.
But that's how great the suspects are. Because how many times do we say, how do people still remember this bit or that deal or whatever we did then? And yet they bring it up. And whenever we're out and about or on social media, inevitably somebody's going to bring up something about, you guys remember when you did that? And you're like, oh, yeah, the day that we made everybody call in. If they were going to call in, they had to make up an accent. They had to speak with an accent. And that was a big deal.
I will say that's something we probably didn't plan. It was just done on the fly. Right. That's probably why we don't remember.
Right. Somebody texted and said, wow, more damn basketball talk. Are you kidding me? Let's go with lawn talk.
There you go. Probably the same person.
Actually, it was a text, not a tweet, where they were asking about chinch bugs. So I am going to have to give the information over the air. But it's called bifenthrin. Just find something with bifenthrin in it.
Do they bite?
Or chinch bugs?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think they just tear up your yard.
Okay.
It'll look like your grass is dying because of lack of water, but it's chinch bugs.
So as a tough guy, you don't stomp those things out and beat the hell out of them?
There's a way. There's an easy way and a hard way to find chinch bugs in your yard.
You take the hard way?
No. But there's stuff, B-I-F-E-N-I-T. B-I-F-E-N space I-T is good stuff. Anything with like 7.9% bifenthrin is good to use for chinch bugs. So there you go.
Russell Westbrook and the Rockets getting ready to do media day on Friday. Just want to let you know.
Huh?
Russell Westbrook and the Rockets, they do media day on Friday. I want to get basketball news just because of the lawn talk.
Just because of the lawn talk? Demetrius had a point. He said, hey, this is Demetrius. Are these baseball players' stars really worth the money? Harper didn't do a damn thing for the Phillies, just like Pujols and the Angels. And in my opinion, if paying a player $200 million can't get you to the playoffs, then they're not worth it.
Look, Manny Machado's another one. You know, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado with that $300 million mark and all the different things that went along with it. You got to perform, too. And they didn't look. Bryce Harper played okay, but it's hard to. You're going to get scrutinized if you just play okay and you take that much cake. Take note, Carlos Correa. And you got to stay healthy, just like MVP voting and balloting and things like that. You also have to take note of the fact that you got to stay healthy. And Correa was another one of those guys that was rumored to possibly get to the $400 million year man mark. You got to be healthy.
$400 man?
Well, maybe. Depends on the massages and the back issues
men?
And the ribs. You never know.
You getting paid in men now? What's going on with that?
It's raining men somewhere, I'm sure.
Before
we go to break, Sam wants to get in here on the Texans. Sam, what's up?
Hey, I'm calling to comment on your call that you your conversation you had with another guy about Adrian Peterson.
Uh-huh.
I think you did Adrian wrong.
Okay.
Listen, this is the reason why.
All right.
You have to realize that last year, Adrian Peterson played with four different quarterbacks. Not only did he play with four different quarterbacks, he had between 15 and 20 different starting rotations with offensive linemen, and he still had over 1,000 yards. You take all that in consideration, he's a hell of a running back, and he still is a hell of a running back. You can't just base it off his age. He's not a normal 34-year-old. So you can't put him in the group with everybody else. Plus, what with the quarterbacks? The quarterbacks can be 40 years old and nobody says anything, and they keep on playing.
Yeah,
but now
right.
Adrian is 34, and you guys want to write him off because he's 34 years old. Look at the productivity that he's put up last year and what he had to work with last
Sam.
Year.
Sam,
don't leave that out when you're talking about Adrian Peterson.
Sam, what up with him not even being active to play in game one? That's as a coach's decision, not a production thing. If he was productive, if he was the best back on that team, if he was good enough to be a backup, he would have been active. So what up with that? What up with 37 yards rushing this past week and 25 the week before? What up with those? 2.5 yards a carry? That's not getting in the NFL, man. At some point, you have to accept the fact that Adrian Peterson is not a viable starting running back in this league. And why would you trade a pick to go get that depth if you could sign C.J. Anderson to be a backup?
Okay, well, take into consideration that the Gruden situation down there. Gruden is a horrible coach. His man was the MVP of the team last year. He was the MVP. It didn't just fell off.
Was that he was the MVP of the Redskins?
Yes, he was the MVP of the Redskins last year. So how could he just fall off? It had to be
Bro, you're right, Sam. You've convinced me. I mean, being the MVP of a team that's 7-9 and doesn't make the playoffs, that's huge.
I mean, I like the first point better than the second point about the quarterbacks. Quarterbacks can play to an older age. But the first point I can kind of see, yeah.
Having four yards. Different quarterbacks, what is that? Yeah, who cares who's handing him the ball?
And let's separate the facts in this too. We're not saying that he wasn't an MVP, that he's going to be a Hall of Famer, that he had a hell of a career.
No, he was saying he was the MVP of the Redskins last year.
I know what he was saying there.
Who the hell cares about that?
But he was also saying about his career and everything else. No one pooped on anything to do with his career previous. It's just that we know that the life expectancy of a running back in this league is what? 6 to maybe 8 years?
Yeah.
And plus, the question was, do we think the guy wanted to know if the Texans should pursue a guy like Adrian Peterson, and whether or not he is as good as you say he is, I still don't think the Texans should pursue a guy like Adrian
Peterson. Would you not rather take a shot at Jay Ajayi than Adrian Peterson in the short term as a fix for this team?
I don't know.
You don't have to pay for him.
Yeah, I mean, you're not giving up
a draft pick or anything. Right now, Adrian Peterson's still under contract.
Exactly. Yeah, signing him off the streets, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to have to trade picks for a Adrian Peterson already. What?
Bet on that, Barry.
Oh, I see what you did there. Hey, guys, football season is here. It's been here. If you want to bet on those juggernauts of Washington Redskins with the MVP of the team, Adrian Peterson, you can totally do that at MyBookie. Right now, MyBookie, I want you to go sign up, and here's why. Because right now, they have a double your first deposit offer going right now. That means when you sign up with MyBookie and you use promo code radio, you can get up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite team or to bet after kickoff. Yes, you can do that. Ball's already kicked off. You got in late. Your laptop wasn't working. You're having an issue. Don't worry. If it's past kickoff, you can still get money in there. You can take these picks and parlay them and take something that was maybe a small wager that you started with, parlay that into something bigger. You can bet. They have more prop bets than any other sports book out there. So take that extra money that they're giving you and go make some extra cash with it, man. It's that easy. And guys, nobody pays you faster than MyBookie. Nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. That's so important in this business, man. You want to bet with somebody you can trust. So be smart when you bet. Be smart with who you bet with. It's all very important. Don't bet with some no-name sports book. Go with MyBookie. Go with the best. Don't forget that promo code radio. When you sign up, get that exclusive double your money offer. Go do it right now. It's mybookie.ag. Promo code radio. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hi, Bob Vila here on ESPN 97.5 with another home improvement tip.
If you want to add some style and functionality to your bathroom, keep in mind an average bathroom renovation costs in the ballpark of $16,000. There are some ways you can cut those costs without cutting corners. For one thing, try creatively repurposing old furniture. An old dresser or buffet can make a stylish vanity. Cut holes in the top for the sink and in the back for the plumbing. Add color with high-quality paint instead of expensive tile work. Be sure to use a semi-gloss or gloss finish that resists moisture to combat mold and mildew. Rather than replacing all your bathroom fixtures, consider refinishing them. Kits are available to fill small cracks or cover entire surfaces. Shop around for a prefabricated fiberglass shower unit. Taking on tile work? Use mostly plain tile and just accent with pricey decorative pieces. Your finished room will suit your taste, improve your home's resale value, and not break the bank. Get more info at BobVila.com and right here at home with me, Bob Vila.
If you're thinking about refinancing your home, you may also have some equity and want to get some cash out of your refinance. Call TexasLending.com. We're cashback refinance experts, and we have some of the lowest refinance rates in the state of Texas. We can close your cashback refinance loan in as short as 12 days. Call now, 800-346-8047 for a live person at TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244, and MLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a healthy male between 18 and 39 with a post-high school education? Fairfax Cryobank is looking for you to help others build happy, healthy families. Average $4,000 in 6 months once accepted. Visit BeASpermDonor.com to learn more. That's BeASpermDonor.com. Support the Houston Fire Department when you purchase any of the Firehouse Series coffees from Cat's Coffee. Go to CatsCoffee.com and check out their locally roasted coffees for a cause. Use promo code ESPN20 for 20% off. Order now at CatsCoffee.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yes.
You at least know title and artist here?
What's that?
Do you know title and artist here? Without looking it up?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Uh-huh.
Is this Santana winning?
It is.
Thank you. Suck it.
Because you guessed and got it right?
No, I remember at the last second. That's a good song, though.
I do remember this song.
Yeah.
When I saw it on the list,
I think it's an easy song to forget. But then when you hear it, you're like, oh, yeah. That's a good song. There are mixed reviews.
I don't know if it's anywhere near good enough that we need to keep listening to it.
I'm winning. This is all about my list. That's what the song is about. My list. I'm winning. I'm winning.
Yeah,
I'm winning. I'm winning. Somebody said that the last caller that was calling to defend the first caller about Adrian Peterson sounded like the first caller, but just changed his name.
Quite possible.
Some people are defending AP and saying, hey, you guys may be wrong about him. Remember, he did rush for 1,000 yards last year, which I mentioned and when we were talking about it. But that his decision to not play and to not be active upset some people in the locker room. Okay. And the locker room was upset that Laremy Tunsil got traded. That doesn't always necessarily mean it's the best decision or the best football decision. Guys are going to, you know, want their guys out there on the field.
Now, wait a minute. Week one, it wasn't his choice. It was the coaching staff's choice.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he was saying. The players were upset that they felt like he should have been active for week one.
Because I showed Nick the video after that game. And then because Darius Geis, who they were projecting to be their number one running back from LSU, got hurt again. So he's on IR. After that, a guy from, I think, Yahoo Sports did an interview with Adrian Peterson right outside on the practice field where you could see the offices. And, you know, he wants to change up the questions. And he goes, AP, is there a guy either on your team or in the league? But maybe let's start with on your team. If you had a chance, you'd really like to run him over. Like, go one-on-one with him and just steamroll him. And he's like, no, not my teammates, never. And then he looks over his shoulder at the office. He goes, now, you want to talk about front office and guys in the front office? Oh, yeah, I got a list, and we could do that. Oh, and I was like, oh, because he's not salty about being inactive in week one.
Not at all.
He was ready to steamroll the hell out of a general manager or a coach I can think of.
Yeah, and I mean, let's also take into account what would Adrian Peterson be doing behind this Texans offensive line? Does he still have the skill set to be able to run behind this line?
I would dare say right
now. Redskins line.
I was going to say, right now, Texans line is better than the Redskins line. And it's getting better. Donald Penn is starting at left tackle.
Yeah, well, that's
for the
true.
Redskins.
That's true.
Because our man Trent Williams is just dangling in the wind.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long it's going to be before that situation is resolved.
I just don't know if it would be worth trading a pick for a guy that's going to be a backup on your team. If you think you can get 1,000 yards out of Adrian Peterson for a 6th-round pick, do it. I just don't feel like he can.
I also feel like he's going to be cut loose pretty soon here.
You think so?
I do. Yeah. I just think because
so you wouldn't
of the
have
fact
to
that,
trade for him.
Just yeah, go, you don't, just as long as you don't have to give up something for him, then, like I've always said, it if never hurts to kick the tires.
And that's the thing is, I mean, you. It's funny because I feel like we kind of got painted into this being an Adrian Peterson hater.
Not at all.
My take and my point was is I wouldn't trade picks for him.
Right.
But yeah, if he became a street free agent because the Redskins just said, "Nah, we don't need you," I wouldn't be opposed to bringing the guy in. I just don't want to give up a future pick for that guy. The other running backs, maybe, but just not a 34-year-old running back who's averaging less than 3 yards a carry this year already. Not high on my list to go get those guys.
Right. You need secondary help.
Because you've already spent a lot of picks going out and trading for Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde and all these other players.
We talk position groups of need. Right now, the biggest position group of need is the secondary.
And the only reason everybody's fixated on Adrian Peterson as the guy to do that is because he's from Houston.
Yes.
So
is Trent Williams.
Yeah.
That's why they were fixated on a two-player trade with Washington and trying to get him before they got Tunsil. All right. Shockingly enough, Barry, I wanted to finish with this. Someone had already texted, I think, or tweeted and said they wanted you to resurrect Rooster Talk with the parent pickup line. Well, you don't have to do that because I've got this for you. A Florida woman is facing criminal trespassing charges after a bizarre encounter with a camel at a Louisiana truck stop. You're not really into this yet, but you will be. The woman says she was forced to bite the camel's testicles in order to escape after she was attacked. Pamela Bossier, the manager at the Tiger Truck Stop in Gros Tite, said that the three-year-old camel, 600 pounds, is a gentle giant. Gloria Lancaster, the Florida resident that was in Louisiana, was chasing her dog when the dog crawled into the camel's enclosure at the truck stop, and an encounter ensued, and she felt like the only way that she could free herself and her dog and make sure everybody was safe was to bite the camel in the testicles.
Now, to free herself, so the camel was sitting on her, had laid on her,
the camel was attacking her? Enclosed in like a fenced-in cage.
A small cage? Are we talking a big, is there room to run, like you stay on your side of the cage, I'll stay on my side of the cage type of environment?
I'm going to show you pictures of the cage, but let's just say it was big enough to maintain the camel in the cage, but it wasn't like really tight-knit fencing.
What I'm basically doing is I'm trying to justify why you would bite a camel on the testicles. So if you had no choice... And first of all, why, how do you get on the business end of a camel?
Well, so here's the truck stop, and they showed the cage.
I see how big it is. Yeah, that's plenty of room. You probably could have got free without having to stop for a snack.
I would think so.
Just jump over the fence.
Yeah, and I mean, you know what? The dog's going to be quick enough that the camel's not going to be able to catch the dog anyway, and I'm sure you're going to get the dog back.
Yeah, I know your answer. Nick, do you love your dog enough?
Nick's already not liking
it. It's like, this. I don't want to have to get my headphones. Do you love your dog enough to bite a camel in the testicles to save his life?
We got to go to break.
Would you? Do you love your dog enough to get a mouthful camel?
Chiquita's a girl.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Do you love her enough?
To bite her testicles?
No, not her testicles, because that would be weird. To bite a camel's testicles to free your precious Chiquita.
Boy, if you don't isolate to bite her testicles.
Why would I do that to myself?
Would you do it? Yes or no, Nicholas? Would you do it again?
No.
Huh? Negative. You wouldn't do it? You'd be like, sorry, Chiquita, you're going to die? Because no way is daddy going to be... Well... She's free. No, I'm not doing that. There's no way. That'd be a dead ass dog.
Aren't camels nasty though? Like they spit at you and
I don't know if
all these things.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say camels never washed his testicles. That's what I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that. So yeah,
that's a hell of a limb.
That would be pretty nasty.
Ugh. And on that note, and by the way, the cage did say no trespassing. So I don't know if it was enter at your own risk, but at the same time, the camel never thought with that sign up.
I just want to say I'm proud of you for not making any dad jokes about that. Like, that lady was on the ball. I'm glad you didn't do that.
Nick, travel safe to L.A. We're going to miss you.
Going to miss you, buddy.
Well, Barry and I will be back tomorrow with Aaron Raybould. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we will talk to you again tomorrow. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Great night, everybody. Blitz coming up next, ESPN 97.5.